Open your hands up, church. Extend your hands. It's that posture, receptivity. It's that posture of trust. It's that posture of waiting on the Lord. God of mercy and love, reach out our hands unto you, thanking you for the gifts received this day. We walked in asking you to stop by, and you did. Hearing a word that challenged but also comforted us. Seeing a child baptized, Lord, with new life, new hope, new grace. Receiving the gift, the best meal all week, your son's body and blood. We thank you, Lord, and for the testimony received today of just how good you are. Of our sister Jane, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, that we go forth this day waiting, trusting on you. Amen. I mentioned today how we can be of service. And in my homily, I talked about how we have to go out and share our blessings. And I invited Malik Neal, and I believe some of his colleagues are here today, to come forth to give us a brief word, but I think an important word, about something happening in our city on a grassroots level. So would you give Malik some time today? Young man, come up and speak to us today. You're very welcome to the house of God. Let's welcome Malik to our community.
Good morning, church. It's really an honor to be here at St. Martin de Porres Church and the choir. Anyone who knows me know I don't have any rhythm at all, but I found myself clapping and moving side to side, so I really, it's an excellent choir. You know, in scripture, the prophet Micah asks what is good and asks what God requires of us. And he believes that he must do something grand and big to please God. And the prophet just says that you don't have to do all that. All you have to do is do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Today, I'd like to talk to you about what I believe we can do to do justice. We live now and at a time of great injustice, great inequality. You know, in 1972, the United States had 300,000 people incarcerated. Today, it's over 2 million. The Bureau of Justice says that if the current system stays as it is, 1 in 3 black males born today has the chance of either being in jail or in prison. And a large part of that problem is our cash bail system that deprives people of freedom simply because they can't afford to pay. In Philadelphia, cash bail is used widely. Philadelphia has the highest incarceration rate of any large city in America. And over 70% of the people in our jails are awaiting trial. They're deprived of their freedom. They risk losing custody of their children, their jobs, and their homes simply because they can't afford to pay and they haven't even been convicted of a crime. The result is a system that strips poor people of their presumption of innocence, of their freedom, and their right to a fair trial. As Father Thorne mentioned, I'm here with the Philadelphia Bail Fund, and our goal is to work to end this system of injustice in our city. And we do that first by direct action, by providing bail assistance to poor people who can't afford it and referring them to social services. And the second is a more radical idea, and that's to work to put ourselves out of business. And that is to advocate for an end of cash bail in the system, working with communities across our city. The fact of the matter is, today, our system treats you better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. And that needs to change. I began today with the story of Micah, but I'd like to end with a story about just how harmful our cash bail system can be. And it's the story of a young woman, 25 years old, named Tamisha Byram. And Tamisha was driving, and she was stopped for having a suspended license. And as a result, she was arrested, and the bail was set at $10,000. Tamisha was a mother of four, 3 months pregnant. She couldn't afford to pay the $10,000, so she was sent to jail, where she spent 3 weeks. Thanks to a bail fund, Tamisha was released, but those 3 months drastically changed her life. She lost her job. She missed her son's third birthday, her child's graduation, kindergarten graduation. St. Martin de Porres, I believe that when we're judged, we're not going to be judged by how we treat the rich and the powerful, but we're going to be judged by how we treat people like Tamisha, how we treat the poor, how we treat those incarcerated, and how we treat those condemned. There's some information in your bulletin. I hope you all can join us in helping to end this system that makes poverty a crime. Join us in helping bring families and communities together, especially during this Christmas season. My colleagues and I will be in the back of the church if you have any questions or would like to sign up to get more information about us. And I thank you for inviting us, Father Thorne, and I hope in this Advent season that we can do justice now, love mercy now, and in doing so, walk humbly with God. God bless.